Xavier Worthy's fiance claims he chokeslammed her, felt like I was going to die. By Dylan Gwynn on March 13, 2025. The fiance of Chiefs star Xavier Worthy has applied for a protective order, claiming that he choked her until she felt like she was going to die. In a court filing obtained by TMZ Sports, Tia Jones, who became engaged to Worthy in the summer of last year, says that Worthy has violently attacked her no less than 5 times over the previous year. The first of the alleged violent encounters took place in October of 2024, when Jones claimed that Worthy pushed her to the ground with 2 hands after an argument over comments his mother had made to her. Weeks later, around Christmas time, Jones claims the two quarreled again over Worthy's cheating. She says, according to the petition for the protective order, that Worthy picked her up, slammed her on the bed, and began choking her. He knew about my history of abuse in past relationships, Jones said, so I was horrified that he would do that. I told him never to do that again. That warning allegedly did not deter Worthy. Instead, Jones claims it only enraged him further, as he threw her on the ground, hurting her toe. On another occasion, Jones says the two were bickering in a closet when he suddenly got tired of what I had to say, grabbed my throat with his left hand and squeezed it, shook me, and threw my head back. Jones continued, my head jerked forward, and I hit my face on the closet door, chipping my bottom tooth. It hurt really bad. As to the incident on March 7, for which Worthy was arrested, Jones said, this was the absolute most violent he has ever been. Jones, a track and field athlete, says that the issues began early that day when Worthy became upset with me because I did not give him and his new dog enough attention the night before after my long day of practice. Jones says Worthy then called her a BTCH and the argument became heated. She says Worthy slammed her up against a wall and told her to get out, get the FCK out. She claims she broke free after pulling his hair, but he allegedly pursued her. He grabs me by my throat, lifts me off the ground, and slams me on the floor, she said. Jones says that Worthy was insistent that she leave and became violent again. Before I could turn around, she said, Xavier hit me upside my head and pushed me to the ground. She continued, he follows me to the game room and starts tossing me around, choking me, and slamming me. He carries me to the garage door. I remember holding onto the wall while he was pulling me, making both my feet come off the ground. He lets one of his hands go to open the garage. And then he puts both of his hands around my neck from behind and he chokes my neck so tight I was making choking sounds. I felt like I was going to die, she said. She then claims that Worthy grabs a part of my throat that I swallow with, like he was trying to rip it out. The Chiefs star receiver then allegedly put his right knee on my throat. She continued, I could not breathe. It was on there for more than 10 seconds. Jones claims that Worthy locked her and her dog out of the house while she waited for the police to arrive. Once officers arrived on the scene, Worthy was arrested and charged with assault and battery. However, the district attorney declined to press charges upon further investigating the incident. Mr. Worthy maintains his innocence, said Worthy's attorneys, Chip Lewis and Sam Bassett, and stands by the conclusions of the district attorney after law enforcement's review of Ms. Jones's unfounded allegations. Jones did win a temporary protective order against Worthy on Wednesday. Neither the Chiefs nor the NFL have said what, if any, discipline Worthy may receive.